Hello, this is Jessica Chilton, and now we're ready to raise your vibration. Feeling the vibration of consciousness, love, peace, joy, gratitude. Expand throughout and beyond your body. Let's create a high vibration energy field in which your body can optimally function. Let's sync up your immune system and nervous system to this high vibration energy field rather than to the predominantly low vibration fear energy field of this pandemic. Let's amplify your spiritual, mental, emotional, physical health by raising your vibration now. I am so grateful to be here with you, guiding you through this COVID-19 meditation, where we take this opportunity to create a new association with this word and phenomenon. We see COVID-19 as an opportunity to raise our C for compassion, O for openness, V for vibration, I for inner guidance, D for deep trust. Let's continue with the V of COVID-19. Which in this meditation stands for vibration. We begin breathing where we left off in openness, when we were open to a higher perspective with an open mind, an open heart, open to higher power flowing through. In this open space, we can feel the vibration of consciousness. When your mind and heart are open, and you are receiving, emanating, embodying consciousness, love, God. Notice the vibration you feel. Enjoy this high vibration state that is the frequency of spiritual health. You can feel spiritual health in any moment by radiating this energy of the resilient, everlasting, invincible spirit that you are. Let's expand your high vibration energy field. Simply let this high vibration of consciousness that you are feeling take up all your inner space and radiate out into the space around your physical body. This is the energy field of peace, of love, of joy, that creates a healthy ecosystem amidst the widespread fear of this pandemic. This is simply the act of letting the divinity of you take up more and more space in and around you. As you continue breathing and letting this high vibration take up all the inner space and radiate out into the space around you, you're creating a field. You're creating a field of love, of joy, of peace all around you. And as you do this, you're becoming more and more of who you really are. It is this energy field, the essence of you, that brings joy into the world, that brings you into the world. It is this energy field, the essence of you, that heals, that conducts your cellular regeneration, that protects from fear, that creates an energetic boundary that can help to keep out disease. This energy field is what the immune system syncs up with. With a strong energy field, it's harder to get sick. With a strong energy field, it's easier to clear out anything that does make its way in. So as you breathe right now, infuse all of your cells with this high vibration, this high frequency right now. This pandemic is giving you the opportunity to learn how to hold your own high vibration energy field amidst a very challenging time when there is a low vibration mainstream field all around us. If you do hold your own high vibration energy field amidst the low vibration mainstream field, you will feel good. If you don't, you will likely feel bad because you will join with the low vibration mainstream field of fear around you. And a fear energy field feels bad. So you basically have to be who you really are at the spiritual core if you want to feel good. Or else, you're going to be really uncomfortable during this pandemic. Now, when you do feel moments of discomfort, because we're human and that's normal, take that as a sign that you've forgotten who you are at your spiritual core. And use the next breath to remember who you are. And let the high vibration, that light energy that you are, take up all the spaces of discomfort until all of you feels good again. Know that the best thing you can do for your health and for all those you interact with, and even for the whole world, is to expand your high vibration energy field rather than to contract your energy field and join with a low vibration one. So the best thing you can do for your health and for those you interact with and for the world is to bring the light that you are, to radiate the high vibration energy that you are into the collective field. Every minute of every day invites you to do this. Every minute of every day is recommitment time to who you really are. It is of maximum service for you to become a broadcaster of love, a broadcaster of joy, a broadcaster of peace, a broadcaster of high vibration in a time of escalated fear. Rather than syncing up your nervous system and your thoughts and your immune system and the whole body of you to the predominant fear paradigm, sync up your nervous system, your immune system, the whole of you to the divine. Once you have expanded your high vibration energy field, it's also important to know the low vibration that is not you, and to notice if and when that comes into your field. So once you know what your own energy field feels like, it becomes easier to identify what is you and what is not you. And because a huge number of people right now are feeling stressed and panicking, be super clear with yourself about other people's fearful energy that is not you. In moments where you pick up on this anxiety energy, remind yourself, oh, that's not me. Oh, okay, that's not me. I know what I feel like, and that's not me. And in those moments, take a breath and come back to your open mind, open heart, open perspective, open to higher power, so you can feel what is you and let that take up all the space again. Keep telling the truth about your true self to your human self. Constantly recommit and reaffirm who you really are. That's the spiritual practice being asked of you during this pandemic time. It's also good to notice, what's your high vibe nourishment? What helps you sustain and expand this high vibration? Nourish yourself with high vibration friends, loved ones, high vibration books and audios, high vibration experiences in nature, high vibration mentors and teachers, high vibration exercise and meditation, high vibration food and water and perhaps supplements, high vibration dance and music and laughter, and all the things that bring you that joy that is radiating with high vibration. So as we conclude, feel once again the high vibration that is the truth of you when you are breathing with open mind, open heart, higher power flowing through. The consciousness of you, the love of you, the peace of you, the joy of you is vibrating through all of you. And this is creating that high vibration energy field that creates the healthiest ecosystem for you to thrive in during this time and any time. Be of service to your loved ones, your family, your community, and this world by prioritizing emanating the high vibration that is you.